The following show has paid WGCH a broadcasting fee, and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio.
Live from Hotel MTK in Mount Kisco, New York, it's The Clubhouse on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com. Good evening, everyone. I'm Rob Adams. Sitting alongside of me is my friend of 1.8 billion years, Mark Jeffers, and we've done the show at least that long.
I know, but every time we say that, you know what? Bob Small looks over there and he shakes his head negatively.
Yes, he does. Well,
because he doesn't believe that we've been around for 1 billion years.
He doesn't buy into it.
I believe it.
Well, yeah. Well, it feels like a billion to you.
I will say this. The hub is hopping tonight.
It's jumping.
We had a crew come in. You know, I mean, I'm excited.
Teddy's running things.
Teddy's doing a great job.
As always. So we're off and running with another edition of the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. And yourself?
Well, you know, we're doing okay. I mean, the producers have outdone themselves once again.
They have. We have a wonderful show on tap, and I want to get Dave, who keeps elbowing me, to, you know, introduce me again. You know, he's been with us for like, you know, 100 years, not a million years.
Dave does have that ego problem.
Yes,
but anyways, Mr. Dave Tromeo, the executive director of sports business and entertainment management, master's degree program, Manhattanville University, and Clubhouse co-host. How are you, man?
I'm good, pal. I'm good. You know what's great about this is the drive here is just, especially this time of year, it's so beautiful. I mean, the fall foliage this year is exceptional. It's and the weather's been, it's a little too warm for me. I like a little crisper for my October, but that's
I'm wearing Syracuse garb that's very warm, and yet I have a reason for that
that's all you have to wear.
Well, and that's the only thing that Sarah was able to clean, so besides that, speaking of Sarah, because
yes.
I'm in the doghouse, boys.
A saint, by the way.
I know, everybody says she's a saint.
She is.
But she is. But I'm in the doghouse. You want to know why?
Why?
Because in our family fantasy pool, and she's listening tonight, so this is why.
Hi, Sarah.
She was not happy that I beat her. She was in first place. I was in second to last place in the family pool, and my team, because, you know, she's left people on the bench in the fantasy pool.
Oh.
I know. I'm just letting everybody know that.
You had a good week in our pool. And,
and second place is, I know.
We had 11 wins, so it's been fun.
It's been fun. All right. Yeah. So I have a surprise guest.
Surprise!
Yes, you do. Surprise.
It's a surprise. We have with us Mr. Declan Connors, my next door neighbor, by the way.
That is true.
Fox Lane Fox's senior running back. Welcome to the clubhouse.
Hey, Declan.
How are you, man?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. So, Declan, great game last week against Lakeland. 184 yards and 2 touchdowns. Not a bad day's work. But tell us about the game.
Yeah, first play of the game I scored.
That's a
5-yard
nice
touchdown.
Woo-hoo!
It was very nice because our team, we've been struggling running the ball all season. We turned to a passing team, which historically Fox Lane is not a passing team. So we were kind of a new-look offense. So our quarterback went down the game before, so it was pretty nice. First play, say, running games back. This is how we're going to do things for the rest of the season.
And you're under center now.
Yes, I am.
There you go.
Now the quarterback with our quarterback down.
All right.
So do you want to throw in the backyard, you and I, maybe sort of a little catch to keep you loosened up?
Don't tell me Jeffers taught you anything about playing football.
Nothing.
Because that would just...
Absolutely. All right.
Thank you.
That's a disaster waiting to happen.
Warned Declan when he was on the clubhouse that there's no holds bar here.
Oh, no.
But, and then this Friday is senior night. At home against John Jay. Should be a big turnout. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a great game to go to. There's also the Best Buddies Bowl. It's a partnership we have with a special needs organization that is run by the school. We'll be walking out with them. And then at halftime, it's youth night, too. So the Fox Lane Youth Football Program will be there, and we'll be representing. Last year was a great game. Last year, Fox Lane won in the closing seconds on a field goal, 24-21.
Nice.
And
cool.
We ran the ball all over them. Just want to point that out.
There you go. But,
John Jay.
Okay.
So there you go. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining the club. A big round of applause.
Good luck, Declan.
Good luck.
Good luck in your future, bud.
All right. Yes, sir.
We're going to grab an early break here, see if we can reset a little bit. We have another guest coming on.
Mark May
still to come join us. And Sean Adams is in the house, and Bob Small is here, and Sean Kilkelly's in the studio, and I need to stop talking. It's the Clubhouse back after this on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Big Tobacco's.
What whoa?
Yeah, what whoa is right.
What happened?
Sean's saying he can't hear anybody.
Are we on the air?
At the moment, no.
Menthol is not just a flavor.
It's
a way for tobacco
back.
Companies to attract and addict us. And there's nothing just about it. Take action at notjustmenthol.org.
Brought to you by Power Against Tobacco.
Join me on Darby and Friends Monday through Friday, 12:30 to 1 every day. Meet and listen to my local friends from Greenwich Library, Sterling Care, Retired Men's Association, Greenwich Harbor Partners, Bruce Museum, Greenwich Hospital. Whether it's art, music, local events, and parties, let my friends become your friends. Join me, Darby and Friends, 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Back with you at 7:08 from Hotel MTK at the Hub in Mount Kisco. Nice job by Declan to get us going, and let's keep the party rolling here.
Oh, there's a party going on here. And
Absolutely.
Speaking of that, let's
when
go.
When is there not?
I am so very happy to welcome back Doug Latuca, Director of Communications and Play-by-Play, the Danbury Hat-Tricks. Welcome back to the clubhouse.
Thank you guys for having me back. Really glad to be back with you guys and talk about the beginning of the season. But it's tough to follow up Declan there. That's a star running back. Now he's under center. Okay. He's got a big game this weekend, and so do the Hat-Tricks.
Star in the making in a myriad ways. So excited for him.
All right, so Doug, the Hat-Tricks picked up their first win of the season, 6-2 over the Motor City. I love the names of these teams.
Aren't they great?
Motor City Rockers on Saturday night. What was the feeling like at the Danbury Ice Arena?
Well, it was very similar to last year's season opener. Packed house, fans are waiting. It's a long summer for them, especially when the team fell in the first round against the same Rockers last year. So it was a bit of a revenge spot for the Hat-Tricks. They ended up splitting the weekend set. But we knew it was going to be a big opener. We've sold the most season tickets ever over a season. We're at the most total season tickets ever.
Wow.
As we expected, it was another big opening weekend, and just games 1 and 2 of 56 this year.
Impressive. All right, how those team? All right, just between us,
yeah,
and our audience, of course, of millions. What's the team look like this year?
Well, the team brought back 15 of the 21 are returners from last year, and the familiar names that you'll know: Johnny Ruiz, Kyle Gonzalez, just to name a few. Both now the co-head coaches of this Hat-Tricks team.
Wow.
Billy McCreary moving on to the ECHL, which is double-A hockey, with the Kalamazoo Wings, guy who'd been with the Hat-Tricks since its inception in 2019 and was the general manager, head coach, built the team, won a championship within the first couple of years there. So a big loss, but two guys who stepped right in, and so far so good from what I've heard from all the players and the other personnel associated with the team.
All right. So, Rob, as you well know.
Yes.
The promotion department at the Danbury Hat-Tricks is unbelievable. And so I'd like to have Doug tell us a little bit about some of the big events coming. I know there's a first responders event coming up, so run us. I can talk about them,
yeah.
And then you can tell me about them.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's another big weekend for the Hat-Tricks, their final game of a three-game homestand to open up. And Friday night, there are a couple of promotions. You have First Responder Night. You also have our Halloween costume contest with Halloween coming up in a couple of weeks.
Oh, Dave, Dave, you should go to that.
I'll be there.
Dave, what's your costume this year?
I'll go as Mark Jeffers. Just give me a...
I was going to go as a disgruntled Met fan.
Oh.
But
that might win.
Why would any Met fan be disgruntled? You want to open that can of worms.
It's too early.
But her might be emceeing, so you might not get so many votes if you're a disgruntled Mets fan.
Good right. point.
Just so you know.
Is a disgruntled Mets fan. That's why.
Just so you know. But, back to these promotions. With them, you sign up on our website, danburyhattricks.com. for both the first responder and costume contest. There are a couple of perks that come with it. Free ticket for everybody that's involved. So it's a great way to get out and experience Danbury Hattricks hockey if you haven't done it thus far. And think about this. What other event can you do for $20 that's going to take up 3 hours of your time, a great atmosphere? There are some local food, some local breweries in there at the concession stand. We have a local ice cream stand in there as well, some coffee. All these different vendors here, an opportunity to embrace your community, get involved, and just see what's happening with a pretty successful franchise in Danbury.
By the way, Doug just said get coffee. And by the way, Sean Adams, my coffee's sitting over there that I got from a certain car wash a short while ago. I'm a knucklehead. Anyway, that point aside, there is nothing like sports at this level because what you guys do night in and night out is ridiculously great. You make it all about the community. You make it all about the fans. And like you said, that bargain of – you know, whatever the price point is for a ticket, it is. It's a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
The entertainment is off the charts every night.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great way to get the family out and about and doing an activity on the weekend. If you have a child under the age of 14, join the kids club. We give out free tickets at least once a month to a game. Adult tickets are not too expensive, and there's something for everyone, whether it's a dessert. You want to have dinner there, you certainly can. If you want an adult beverage, you can. But there's plenty to do. There's a lot of interaction as well on the big board. If you have a birthday, we do birthday parties, birthday shout-outs. And we can also be in the schools, which we were talking about off the air.
And the pre-production meeting, which, you know, Dave hasn't been in a few years, too.
No, you know, I just kind of...
Over a bowl of Ruffles, yes.
Exactly.
That's what we do.
Actually,
pretty
that's
good
a
Ruffles,
good question.
I must say.
Very
so,
tasty.
What's the capacity of the arena, and what do you generally average for attendance?
Yeah, so the capacity is about 2,000. I'd say there's probably about 1,500 seats and then 500 standing people around the glass. And a lot of fans like to stand, which I was surprised about. Because it's a long game, but people like to be up against the glass. They want to feel, you know, these two players bashing up against the glass right in front of them. So,
and whatever, Dave, just to add to that, whatever iteration of Danbury hockey there has been, they have an incredibly loyal fan base, and the Hattricks, the fan base is off the charts.
Danbury is actually a pretty good sports town.
Oh, it is.
You know, really, you know, their high school is known for an exceptional wrestling program.
It's the largest school in the state.
Yeah, the football team, when obviously from New Canaan's experience, they were never really that great, but we found out that the wrestling coach would not allow, Declan could probably relate to this, he would not allow his players to play football. Like, if those kids played football, that would probably be a whole different
animal. That's a very good point. Danbury's wrestling program is quite off the charts.
Yeah,
they win every year.
Every year.
Bleach blonde hair dye every year for those kids.
Yeah. So I think that's a playoff thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get to the playoffs.
Yeah, once they get to the postseason, the hair is always bleach blonde. It's incredible. I've called a couple of those tournaments, so
You know, Rob, I think for the next show, we should all be that. We're going to come in. Bob Small, we're coming
what
in
hair
bleach.
I have?
We're coming in bleach blonde.
Okay, I'm ready.
Right. How do you bleach blonde this? I just got a curiosity.
Again, this is a radio show, Dave. The Danbury Hatcher.
Are you sure about that?
I'm
cameras here.
I'm returning back to Doug, and I interrupted on that. The Never Give Up program. So tell us a little more about that again.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, I run this program a lot of the times. It's either in the morning, after, whenever they have available time at the schools, we'll come down, we'll bring a couple of the players, and we will lead this Never Give Up program with the theme of never give up. Be, you know, get through tough times, and in the end, you can be like one of the Hattricks players. Everyone's got a story. Everyone has some trials and tribulations that they get through, and same thing with these players. Their example, their life, they tell their story, then they play some games with some of the kids. We give out a free ticket to all the kids in attendance. They have a special night. We can do fundraising as well. So it turns into a great event. No risk at all to the school. All benefits the kids and having a great time and learning a little something, and they get to meet a couple of the players as well.
You know where the never give up line came from, don't you?
Yeah.
Jim Valvano's speech.
Oh, yeah.
Which everybody
one of the best.
Yeah. Jim Valvano's speech, classic all-time speech about beating cancer. Never give up. Don't ever give up.
All right. I think it's time we'll take before we take a break, though, because you know what?
You would like me to read this.
Well, because my car is very dirty right now.
Yes. That is
lazy.
My car just visited this very place. Splash in Bedford Hills is proud to be entering its 30th year of serving the Bedford Hills community. We offer a complete range of services for the maintenance of your car, including full-service hand washing. Washing your car using thick, foaming soap and lamb's wool mitts. Mark loves when I read
lamb's
that part.
Wool.
That's the best part,
awesome.
Right? We vacuum the interior, wipe down the dash and door jams, all in less than 15 minutes with no appointment needed. Sean Adams was witness to the whole thing. He's very impressed with how quickly they worked. Very fast.
They're good there.
They are,
I need
they're
that.
They're great. Or opt for the super fast exterior express wash. You're in and out in no time. Plus, you can use our free self-service vacuums when you get a wash. And there's our full-service oil change, which includes a 21-point inspection and capital
there's
letters,
more,
a free
but
car
wait.
Wash. We have all sorts of detailing services available while you wait all the way to our 5-star complete detail. What could be more convenient? There should be a question mark right there.
Question.
Your car deserves a better car wash and oil change. Splash. Located at 570 North Bedford Road in Bedford Hills. As I return the copy to Mark, I do say splash.
So you're editing the copy as we go. I like that.
Put the
I
question
am.
Mark in.
All right, let's take a break.
All right, we'll take a break. We're out for a break here at 7:18. The clubhouse continues on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. Friends, we welcome you back. 7:22 on this edition. Mark Jeffers continues.
Well, I think it's time for a little banter.
Let's have some banter.
Let's have some banter.
Banter.
Are we bantering?
Banter.
Banter, banter.
So, the quick question, and I'll direct this to the two Pittsburgh Steelers fans in the house. Oh, wait, he's looking at me like, oh, no.
Nope, keep going.
Oh, he's looking at me like he didn't want to hear that question, but
well,
rather
who
maybe.
Who does?
But I'll start with Doug.
Yes, I'm listening.
So the quarterback change for Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Delivered nicely. Game one against
Ballsy.
New York Jets.
And Declan. Declan is a Jet fan. Come on. Right? Declan.
Anyway, however, would you keep, are we staying now? Is Russ the way to go?
Well, luckily football has two halves, right? The first one was not too pretty for Russell Wilson, but knocked off some of the rust. I think he looked a lot sharper, right? That was good. He looked a lot sharper in the second half and started to push the ball downfield a little more than Justin Fields had done in the first couple of weeks. Now you got to give all the credit to Fields for getting the Steelers to a 4-2 spot through the first 6 weeks. Yeah, they haven't played anybody in the division yet. Yeah, they've got the Giants coming into Pittsburgh,
the powerhouse
this Monday. Yes,
so essentially they haven't really played an NFL team yet. So.
Well, that's not true. They did. They've played a couple of strong opponents. Fields has looked good, but Wilson probably gives this team a bit of a better passing attack. And they can utilize their weapons
right.
a little bit
more. Let's be dead honest here.
Yeah.
How far can the Pittsburgh Steelers go with this team?
If you get Cooper Kupp, you've got a chance.
They do need somebody like that. They have to trade. And the Kansas City just made a huge trade today, which is just unbelievable.
Well, they were in on Kupp, but then they flipped the switch and got Hopkins.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised even if they went after Kupp as well.
Still.
Because Kansas City,
they got some injuries.
I mean, they could win with no wide receivers. They've done that one year where they had a whole year where they didn't throw a touchdown pass to a wide receiver.
That's
and
right.
I think they won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah,
so,
but imagine Kupp with, oh my gosh. Kansas City?
I'm a huge Cooper Kupp fan. I love Pittsburgh.
Cooper
Kupp, but
no,
he does have injury problems. That's the part that worries me.
But would the Rams take some of that salary?
I think they will. Oh, I think
Which
they definitely
I'd be okay
will.
With.
Yeah.
Why are the Rams so – because they suck? They want to get rid of them?
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Well, they've got Puka Nacua, who also has been banged up this year.
Yeah,
he only played the first game. He's been on IR. So
a lot of injuries.
They've got their young star receiver. Maybe they think, we're not going anywhere. Let's accumulate a second-round pick. Move on. We've got Stafford again. We'll just build after.
There are just a lot of bad teams in the NFL. I'm sorry. It's a mediocre product.
I have the Rams going to the damn Super Bowl, so
oh, really?
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't see Kupp is Kupf is too good. I don't know. Why would they want to dump him? I'm not dumb. No, you're getting, collateral. I understand
at that point, and why not trade Stafford?
They are thinking of trading Stafford.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Stetson Bennett at quarterback for the Rams the rest of the year. That's how you lose games.
That's true.
Yes.
All right, I have two. Well, no, because I'm looking at Dave and saying, well, you know, you got, I got two Pittsburgh and one Giant, and now I have Dave with the Jets fans. So why doesn't Woody just pick up everybody? He could get Cooper. He could probably get Cooper Kupp. He could maybe get Stafford. He just bring everybody into the Jets and roll the dice and see what happens. Isn't that the strategy right now? I don't know. I'm just checking.
Well, Rodgers would have to okay it.
Oh, that's a good point. Sorry, the president of the Jets.
The Jets are. Somebody said this. It's not my line, but the Jets are the most dysfunctional organization in all of sports, and they are. And it starts with their owner. I don't want to. If I slam the table and Rob's beer flesh on his pants again, I'm going to get yelled at. So,
I did not yell at you.
You didn't, but I felt bad about it. So, but here's the thing. Woody Johnson he's got to sell this team. And if you go and buy a ticket, if you go and buy memorabilia, Declan, this includes you, it's not going to solve the problem. The problem is Woody Johnson. He is the problem.
Okay, no, I'm...
Sell the team, Woody.
All right, Nick, moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Why do you egg me on that way?
Because
see me get fired up, don't you?
I do. All right, so I have one. I have a new question for you. We're completely going off the board.
Let's do it.
But I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
Sports Mount Rushmore.
Wow. Yeah. All sports?
I'm going to give you, hold on. So I'm like going to give you, I'm giving
I
you,
need some parameters
everybody
here.
Just.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I jumped the gun.
You're going to have four heads at Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
Each representing one from the NFL, one from the NBA, one from the NHL, and one from Major League Baseball. Doug?
Okay.
We're not quoting you
on this. No, I'll give you. I have,
and trust
me,
we're not on the air.
We're recording you. We're not quoting you.
I have my answers here.
No.
NHL, Wayne Gretzky. I think that one's pretty easy.
Not bad. Okay.
I would say NFL. I'm going to go with Tom Brady because I'm 23 years old.
Hang me right now.
And Tom Brady is a champion and a winner.
And a cheater.
There you go.
Okay. I understand.
All right. So it's your opinion.
But I think many people would agree with me. If you're talking winners, he's definitely up there. Major League Baseball. Oh, this is a tough one.
You're a freaking Yankee guy. Come on. This is easy. This is a layup.
Yeah. There's a couple you could go with.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip. I'm going to go to the, what did I skip? What am I missing?
NBA?
NBA. All right. Yeah. This one you probably will not agree with, but I'm going to probably go LeBron.
I'm definitely not agreeing with that.
What?
Yeah, that's I'm going LeBron.
All right, Megan knows
he's
off the air.
Listen,
you LeBron.
If you build
what
that, I will go blow it up with dynamite, all right?
I'm going LeBron.
No.
And baseball.
Oh, good Lord.
Baseball LeBron is difficult because it's so much of a team sport.
I'm going to help you out here. Baseball is Babe Ruth.
See, I agree.
Baseball is Babe Ruth. And that's
Ruth, Jim Brown, Michael Jordan, and Wayne Gretzky. We're done.
Okay.
And you know, Rob and I are
I'm
three, except for
Brown.
Wilt. I said Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt's
Wilt's a good one.
Or Wilt Chamberlain.
I'm the youngster here. I have to add a little bit of youth to the program and some of these players.
Your Brady pick just lost me.
Oh,
sorry,
come on.
You just lost me on that.
How many Super Bowls? He doesn't even, he needs two,
how many,
two hands.
How many
legitimately
win?
Yeah, he needs two hands.
Two hands.
Deflation. I mean, come on. The taping of the game.
Oh, come on.
At one point, you weren't even allowed to touch the quarterback because another story.
If he's playing real football, then he's not winning. Come on.
I tucked the ball. I really did. And I hate the Raiders.
You can't hit him. You can't touch him.
Hey, I'll take your Jim Brown. Syracuse University. Even,
there you go.
Also the best lacrosse player ever.
One of the best athletes of all time.
Yes.
No doubt.
All right. This is where the feistiness is lovely, but we have to take one more quick break because Mark May is coming up.
Yes, he is.
So let's take a quick break and
are you doing the clubhouse report still?
Yes.
Okay.
Right after, business right as usual.
All right. Because I'm just
can
curious.
We take a break?
Yes, I think Tom Brady is going to join us after the break.
Bring him on. I would say the same thing to his face.
7:30. Tom Brady next. No. Mark May's next. Clubhouse. 1490 WTCH.
Pretty boy. Hey, pretty boy.
WTCH.com.
Big Tobacco's customers are dying.
But instead of pulling their products off shelves, they're using menthol flavors to recruit a new generation of smokers. Menthol makes products smoother and better tasting, so they're easier for us to start and harder for us to quit. In other words, menthol is not just a flavor. It's a way for tobacco companies to attract and addict us. And there's nothing just about it. Take action at notjustmenthol.org.
Brought to you by Power Against Tobacco.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station.
If I was going with my winner pick, where I'm talking about winners,
MJ
is as much of a winner as you can be.
Take advantage of Glenville Shell's
never lost
full-service gasoline
loads,
along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell.
Guest is there.
1-9147.
Oh, the guest is here. Beautiful.
I almost had Mark bring us back from break. I'm furiously typing text messages here.
Go.
Mark, bring us back.
Well, you know, we're back here in WCH, the clubhouse at the Hub, live. And guess what? I'm going to introduce probably my favorite guest on the clubhouse. Only because I've known him. I thought he was here.
I'm not sure he's here yet.
Well, let's find out, shall we?
Okay. Sean, do we have a guest?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That would be a no.
All righty. So.
No, he's there.
Oh, he's there. I'm sorry.
I
okay.
Said, yes.
Nope,
yeah.
We're good.
It is with not even greater pleasure to have Mark May, College Football Hall of Famer, former ESPN college football analyst, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Washington Redskins, now the Commanders, and Outland Trophy winner with the University of Pittsburgh. Welcome back to the clubhouse, Mark May.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on, man? And by the way, with that intro, Mark, we have run out of time, so thanks for stopping by.
I know. Guys.
So how's the family? How's life?
Things are going day-to-day here in Arizona. We're finally cooling down from those 110-degree temperature days back-to-back. And now we're finally back into the Chamber of Commerce weather where it's like 95 and no humidity.
Oh, man, I like that. It's not like Oneonta, though, right?
A little bit warmer.
There you go.
How's the fall foliage there?
All right, so I want to start with college football. Are the Oregon Ducks the real deal at number one?
Well, right now, when you look at college football, Oregon, they probably don't have the best track record, but they did beat Ohio State, which is one of the best teams in the country. And they beat them up making a lot of mistakes, particularly on special teams. They left about 6 points on the board. But if you look at college football right now, there are only 7 undefeated teams in the Power Four. So right now, they're just knocking each other off week to week. So by the end of the season, I don't think there's going to be an undefeated team. But the way that Oregon's played, the way they played against Ohio State, they've earned it. You look at what the other teams that are right behind them, you look at Georgia with the way they played, particularly at Texas on the road. They earned that victory. They deserve to be number two. And number three is Penn State. They really haven't played anybody. They knocked off USC, but we saw what happened to USC after that. They lost to Minnesota and Maryland. So you're looking at a situation where there's going to be a lot of changes in this top 12 once we get down to it at the end of the season.
Okay. So what about Georgia? See, this is my problem is Georgia, I don't know.
What's the matter with Georgia? They just knocked off the number one team in the country on the road and had them down 23-0 at halftime. Even though everything went their way and all the turnovers are in their positive territory and they capitalized on them. But you look at Georgia, and they're a team that you know they're battle-tested. One, they've been there before. They know how to play in big games. They know how to play in a national stage, obviously. They know how to play in national championship games and win those games. So you look at the pedigree of Georgia over the past 5 or 6 years, you know they're going to be good. And the way that they played against Texas, I think that was kind of a shocker to everybody that maybe they flipped the switch and they've turned it around.
Mark, it's Rob Adams. As always, thanks for coming on. And as a pick guy, what do you think of what the Panthers are doing this year?
Oh, you mean one of the 7 undefeated teams in the Power Four remaining, the mighty Pitt Panthers?
I love it. I love
There's only 2 in the ACC, Miami and Pitt. I'm just going to leave it at that.
No. They're the conversation coming up later. Hold on.
Okay. But the Panthers, I think Pat Narduzzi's done a terrific job with the transfers, getting a great quarterback. A transfer from Alabama, and the way that he's turned his team around from a 3-9 team last year, I think he gets nothing but kudos. They're already bowl eligible.
All right. So if you were sitting in your lovely home right now and you were to pick a national champion, who would that be, Mark?
I'm still leaning towards Texas, and this is the reason why. Texas just came off a big emotional victory over Oklahoma in the Red River rivalry. They had Georgia right back-to-back, and Georgia was aiming for me. For Georgia, this is the biggest game in the remainder of the season, for the regular season. You look at Texas and the way that they lost this game, the turnovers they had, the mistakes that they had, the protection errors they had, they couldn't pick up the corner blitz. Those are all things that can be corrected, and Steve Sarkisian will get them corrected. The way that he's taken players, not only out of the portal, but recruited players, and not only that, developed players on both sides of the ball, particularly in the trenches. He built this team like an Alabama team from 5 years ago. He knew when he was with Coach Saban how to build a football team, how to build a contender, and how to build a national championship-type team. They're too deep everywhere, not only on the offense and defensive lines, but also wide receiver, running back. They're already down to their third running back for the majority of the season. And obviously the quarterback position with Quinn Ewers, and you've got Arch Manning there. So he's built this team the right way.
Mark, help me understand Notre Dame. I know the terrible loss earlier in the year, and I happen to do a podcast with Terry Hanratty, so we talk Notre Dame every week. What's your take on the Fighting Irish?
Well, after that ugly loss against Northern Illinois, they put it together and they turned it around. They had a good victory against Texas A&M at the beginning of the season. But if you look at their schedule, it's an extremely weak schedule. They have to run the table. They really don't have anybody else. I believe the biggest game they've got is Clemson remaining on their schedule. But they also have USC at the end of the season. So you're looking at a team that's got to probably go 11-1. I don't think 10-2 for Notre Dame will get them into the playoff unless we just have an anomaly that happens and we've got a bunch of 2- and 3- loss teams.
All right. It's time for to let you know what I'm wearing tonight, Mark. I'm in full
You're wearing a Panther jersey with number 73 on the front and MAY on the back?
I might be able to bet this except for my freaking receiver went down. However, I was just going to ask the boys, I am in Syracuse gear, and I want to know, tomorrow is going to be a huge game. Number 19, Pittsburgh. Syracuse is not a bad squad this year. Your thoughts?
I'll tell you what Fran Brown's already done with his football team and winning the games that they've already won. And he got a great quarterback that transferred in Kyle McCord. He's having a terrific season.
I love him, by the way.
I just think they've got to get better defensively, and they've got to stop the run. Against the Panthers, it's another team that throws the ball very effectively with Eli Holstein at the quarterback position. One of these things that I always wanted to ask you, what's your mascot? You got to have a mascot. Like, you know, the Nittany Lions have a lion. The Pittsburgh Panthers have a panther. You've got the orange.
Orange.
You went with a color. Why couldn't you go with chartreuse or something like that, or violet or something, or lavender, something else?
You know, you're May Day, when you're right, you're right. And it's just, I know, I'm a roly-poly orange, but I love orange. But the roly-poly orange is tough to get behind sometimes. I know. All right, it's time to turn to the end.
I'm really glad they turned it around because there's some excitement in the upstate New York area because the way that Syracuse is playing football right now. And they should be destined to go to a bowl game, which is a big turnaround from last year. And I just hope they can get it done and get there. But I just don't hope they get it done against my Panthers tomorrow night.
No, they won't get it maybe against your Panthers. But you know, I appreciate the upstate because, you know what, we need one more win. And then we follow well. Syracuse is a good travel bowl game. So, yeah, I like that. All right. We're going to switch gears. Let's go to the NFL. And by the way, you should go to Vegas now because your team is on a roll. How good and how far can your former team, the Washington Redskins, of course, now the Commanders, go? They're looking good. I know they had some quarterback issues, but talk to me about the team.
Well, Jaden Daniels has some rib issues. The biggest problem with the football team is probably defensively, just about every aspect of the front. The defensive line is banged up a little bit. The secondary, they're going to have to address. But Cliff Kingsbury's the real deal as a coordinator in the NFL. He wasn't as the first-time head coach. He didn't get the opportunity because he was a head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, which is a terrible organization, one of the worst in the NFL. Nobody wins at this team. They win maybe twice a decade they'll have a winning season. So he was in a bad situation, but he's done a terrific job with Jaden Daniels. He was the quarterback that he wanted over Caleb Williams. The reason why is he fits his offense better than any quarterback in this draft and probably better than any quarterback in the league. The way he's able to run the football and to throw the football, athletic as he is, he's tall enough to see over his offensive lineman. Because here he had Kyler Murray that was 5'8", 5'9", as a quarterback, had difficulty seeing over the offensive line. But now he's got Jaden Daniels at 6'3.5", that can see over that. And he's got the whole town rocking and rolling right now. This is a team that went to Baltimore and almost beat the Ravens, which I consider one of the top two or three teams in the National Football League. But they've turned it around under Dan Quinn in one season. I've got to tip my hat to them, but they've got to keep it going. They're 5-2 right now. Don't lit up at all. Make sure you keep the pedal to the metal and keep it going all season long.
Mark, the Steelers were at 4-2. They go and they change quarterbacks. Mike Tomlin just kind of rides in with Russell Wilson. It works. What do you think of it?
Doesn't Mike Tomlin look like the Cheshire Cat?
He sure does.
He does.
Makes decision because he knows exactly what the heck he's doing. That's why he's never had a losing season in almost 20 years in the National Football League.
That's right.
He knows what the heck he's doing. Russell Williams, Wilson, they brought him in for a reason. Guy that's gone to the Super Bowl not once, but twice. Won one and lost one. If you look at his numbers at Denver last year, they were not that bad. They were pretty doggone impressive when you look at what he was able to do with what he had. And for the Steelers to get him, and they don't have to pay him a nickel this year because Denver has to pick up the salary, they're living the luxury. They're living the big life. Now he's got two quarterbacks that he knows that can play, that can compete, and that can win games in the National Football League. How many teams right now are struggling just to keep a quarterback healthy at the number one position and don't have a quality backup? The Steelers have the luxury of having not one quarterback, but two that can go in and play and win.
All right, so here's a quick question for you. Again, we did that in the college. Now we'll do a little bit in the pro. Who do you like right now in the NFC and then in the AFC to head to the Super Bowl? Right now.
Right now I love the Detroit Lions just because of the way they're built.
I
think that their offensive line is the best in the National Football League. And you look at Jared Goff, the way he's playing at the quarterback position. They're too deep at the running back position. They're deep at the wide receiver position. They're getting better defensively even though they lost their stud a couple weeks ago against the Cowboys. This is a team that's built for the playoffs. They knew that they were one step away from getting to the Super Bowl last year. And that leaves a really sour taste in your mouth the following year since I've been in that position before in the NFL. So you want to do everything, turn over hell and high and water, to get back to that position, to get to a Super Bowl, and not only get there, to win the Super Bowl. In the AFC, how can you go against the Kansas City Chiefs? They just got Hopkins. That wide receiver, they just traded to Tennessee and got Hopkins.
Yeah.
Which D-Hop was here. DeAndre Hopkins was here in Arizona for a couple of years. He can still put 1,000-yard receiving seasons together. He's the type of wide receiver that they need to go underneath because they've got a lot of injuries at the wide receiver position to catch balls so they can stretch the defense with their speed on the outside. I think it was a great acquisition by the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. You know, I actually believe in everything you just said. So I'm happy with the Detroit pick. You know, we're not going to talk Giants right now because the Astros knows. But I do want to say something to our audience because, you know what, guess what? Mark's birthday is coming up.
Hey.
November 2nd.
All right.
He'll be older than me then. Just kidding.
I'll be 45 again and again.
And that makes me 46, so that's good. Mark, I want to thank you so much for joining us here in the clubhouse. Before you go, where can our audience learn more about Mark May?
Oh, right now I'm doing ABC 15 in Phoenix. You can get it on Hulu or whatever those things are out there, the Amazon Fire Stick or that stuff. I don't pay attention to that, but you can catch it there. It's ABC 15 Phoenix. We do an hour show on Saturday nights, and then I cover the Cardinals and the NFL on Sundays and Monday nights.
Well, happy birthday, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us on the clubhouse, and we'll hope to hear from you soon.
Thanks, Ray. Hey, Mark, one question to both of you. Which job is Bill Belichick going to take next year, the Jets or the Giants?
Oh, that's a great question.
That is a great question.
I would say he doesn't like the Jets. I think he'd go to the Giants. What do you think?
Well, he has a history with both.
He does.
But,
yep.
The Maras, I'm not sure. The Maras are tough. You know, I don't know. They like to keep their coaches for...
They do, but to bring Belichick back into the family?
Good question, Marco.
Yeah, it's a very good question, Mark. Where do you think he'd go?
There you go, guys.
Hold on. Where were you?
I think he goes to the Jets with Woody Johnson because he could probably control Woody Johnson over the Mara family with the Giants, and he could walk in there and just say, okay, we've got Aaron Rodgers, we've got our guys, we've got a great defense. He can start with there because he's a defensive genius. And with Aaron Rodgers, if he doesn't conform and fit up to what Belichick wants, go find another quarterback.
There you go.
Because this team is basically a couple of offensive linemen and a good quarterback that makes snap decisions and good decisions away from the playoffs.
All right, well, now last question for you. Baseball, Yankees, Dodgers.
Oh, come on. Even though I live in the West, I'm a New York born.
Let's go. I was Yankees. Making sure we're all Yankees here. Let's go. All right. Thank you, Mark. Have a great week.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
Take care.
Thank Bye-bye. You, Mark. 7:44 here on the clubhouse, and you want a break. So we will do so. We'll take a break. We're back after this from Mount Kisco on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelens Brothers Auto Body. Zelens Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelens Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelens' state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes.
Zelens
Brothers Auto Body.
Beautiful.
Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in
Greenwich. Good luck.
Do you just grin and bear it? Bite the boss is when here. It comes to everyday pain, don't.
That'd be you.
Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally.
Very good guest. Excellent guest.
He is terrific. He is terrific.
No matter what people say about
me. The Giants won't fire Dable either.
No, they won't, but I figured I'd go a different route.
Try Relief Factor for yourself. Yeah. ReliefFactor.com or call maybe they want to blow it up. But.
And save on your first order.
Who knows?
That's 1-800, the number 4.
I just don't know if you'd go to the Jets. Sure. Anyway. We are back at 7:46. The band is here. They are assembled. They are ready. Sean Adams is going to conduct them tonight. Band, go for it.
Dun, 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 dun.
The Clubhouse Report with your host, Mark Jeffers.
You like Sean, don't you?
I do. That's okay. When Sean's conducting, it's much better.
I figured.
There you go. All right, let's start with some championship news. The New York Liberty won its first WNBA title, beating the Minnesota Lynx in a dramatic Game 5 overtime win at Barclays Center. Tomorrow morning, New York City will honor the team with a ticker tape parade starting at 10 a.m.
They will also be bringing the officials from Game 5 in a float as well. The officiating
I know, garbage.
Absolutely terrible. But look, the Liberty played. They had a great season. They earned the title. You can't put it on officiating, but the officiating was really bad in that series.
Thoughts around the room?
I'm just wondering how many people will be at that ticker tape parade.
Well, you know, I said that, and I'm glad you brought that up. There was no water cooler talk about that series on, you know,
none.
Monday morning.
None.
And that's a problem.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
All right. Yeah. I mean, 1-for-19 shooting, and they still win.
Yeah.
Unescu, right?
Yeah.
Best player on the team. One of the best players in the league.
And Breonna Stewart.
Of course.
Fantastic. But Unescu is, she's a different level.
WNBA has lost $40 million this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
wow.
It's a problem for some people.
And it's an obscene
So, listen,
money.
I'm not against it. I'm just saying there are bottom lines to every business, and it's lost $40 million. And some of the NBA owners are saying, what are we doing here, Adam?
Yeah.
Come on. I think the big takeaway is New York is 1-for-1. So far this year.
Good, good.
That's true.
By the way,
that guy who had LeBron James on his mama.
But as you know, I like transitions, and that was a nice transition because, Doug, I'm going to go, let's move to our next New York Championship Series. Sorry, Dave, but it will be a Fall Classic World Series as the New York Yankees head to Los Angeles for Game 1 on Friday night against the Dodgers with an 8-0-8 first pitch.
Da-da-da.
Rob, let's start the your thoughts.
I think my first thought is to go back to Soto in Game 6 in Cleveland with an at-bat that if they win – now, they have to win the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
But
they
they win the World Series, that is an at-bat that will live forever. Otherwise, it becomes Andy Chavez's catch against the Cardinals.
Good
it
analogy.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's great. You'll talk about it, but it doesn't have the staying power.
Yeah.
But if the Yankees win the World Series, we're going to talk about that at-bat for a long time.
Doug?
Yeah, no, I'm pumped up. I'm looking forward to this series. For those who will be watching Friday and Saturday, hopefully you can prop up your laptop. Also put the Hat-Tricks on. We are on at 7 o'clock both nights.
All right.
And I will be on the call. So
there you go.
You can mute me if you want. If you want to listen to Joe Davis on Fox, go ahead. I wouldn't blame you. But you got multiple screens, multiple sports. I'm a big Yankees guy. So
I know. That's
I'm actually shocked, really, by what's happened this year. You listen to most Yankee fans talk about this team. First team to 50 wins, then you're the worst team for 2.5 months in baseball. You
True.
And the White Sox are the two worst teams in baseball.
Yeah.
You get through things. The Orioles collapse even
they
more
collapse.
So than the Yankees, so you finish first.
Very good.
You get through some of the AL Central. Both teams were playing good baseball, but not the Houston Astros, right?
You well, they had play, a layup to the World them. Series is what you're trying to say, and I agree with
no,
you.
No, no, it's just, and that's it's sloppy, yeah. It's sloppy, dumb baseball. Bad base running, yeah. Low baseball IQ
base
a lot of the
skills
time.
Are brutal. They really are.
Absolutely and you hope brutal. It doesn't come back to bite them in the World Series, and it yeah. probably will in one of these games.
By the way, also Friday night is Greenwich Trumbull here on WGCH. I just want to throw that out.
There you go.
Okay.
By the way, you know what? Gideon, our boss is here. I want, you know, whenever you say that, it makes me happy
yes,
that you mentioned
I have
that.
To
I know. I, and I,
because
you know,
you're happy.
Well, Gideon yes. would be happy.
Is this where we're supposed to give predictions for the World Series or no?
Well, yes.
Yes, Mark. Come on. Kick
well,
control.
I was going to have Gideon yell it out, but, you know, who he likes. All right. Yeah, he says Yankees. Who do you say?
I'm going Yankees in six because I don't want to deal with a game seven. I want Cole to be a monster in games one and either four or five. I'm leaning on Cole to ride to a championship in six.
All right. I'm going to go Yankees in six as well because I have to, but I'm nervous.
Oh, no question. The Dodgers have a great offense, but their starting pitching's very worn down. Yeah. And that's the part that I'm hoping to exploit.
Dave?
That's a very good point. I will say this. This is the series that MLB wanted, rightfully so, and the networks wanted, rightfully so. It is the series that the fans deserve. It is going to be a great series. These are the two best teams. I will say Dodgers in seven.
I used to like Dave.
I know. All right, Doug?
Yeah, I've got Yankees in seven, and it's very similar reasoning. I think Cole can pitch three games, and it would be game seven probably that he would be on the mound against Yamamoto, Flaherty, whoever they have to throw out. I would take Gerrit Cole over all of them. Maybe even Buehler, who's pitched a lot better.
Buehler?
He
pitched great
better.
In the NLCS.
He has.
Against the Mets. He found something that wasn't there all year. But I'll take Gerrit Cole any day of the week. I think he's probably going to pitch three times. And the Yankees need to win at least two of the three that he pitches.
I agree.
Agreed. All right, over on the hardwood, the new New York Knicks will need some time to gel. They were
let's go back to the old ones.
Please. The defending champion Boston Celtics last night, 132-109. The home opener is set at Madison Square Garden this Friday against the Indianapolis Pacers with a 7:30 tip-off. The Brooklyn Nets open their season tonight in Atlanta against the Hawks with a 7:30 start. All right, one bad game does not make a season.
Oh, no, not at all. But it was an historic night for Boston in myriad ways. And for the Knicks, no, you want to forget it and move on.
Yeah, exactly. Flush it.
Yep.
All right, we're going to do this quickly because, of course, it's turning to the pitiful state of our New York football teams.
Move on.
Good Lord.
The Giants lost to the Eagles 28-3 and watched former running back Saquon Barkley scorch the Giants' D for 176 yards rushing and a TD. The G-men traveled to Pittsburgh for a Monday night game with Rob Steelers. While the Jets lost to those same Steelers 37-15, the Jets traveled to New England on Sunday to face the New England Patriots with a 1 o'clock kickoff. You know what? All right. You could be 2-0.
Could be. I kind of like that idea.
All right. There's a new number one team in college football, and we talked about it with Mark. The Oregon Ducks taking the top spot, followed by Georgia, and then Penn State holding down the third position. You know what? The Ducks, I think it's a little stretch for them. But
it is a stretch. Let me tell you what the game of the week is this weekend. Ready?
All right.
Please.
Notre Dame Navy at MetLife Stadium. Navy is undefeated. Army is undefeated. Both are ranked for the first time since 1960. This is awesome for college football.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yes.
And Notre Dame Army at Yankee Stadium is going to be fantastic.
I'll tell you what. I think Navy's got a real good shot against Notre Dame.
And I think Mark should get us all a suite at Yankee Stadium for...
There you go.
Or Gideon should get us a suite at Yankee
or Terry. Somebody.
Terry Hanratty should get us a suite.
The three of us will get you a suite.
Yeah.
There
all right.
We go. It's the day after Jeffers my birthday. It's perfect.
There you go.
The suite will be like a candy kiss.
There you go.
But, all right, over on the ice. So tell Doug to wake up because here we go.
Here we go.
Last night
Doug's
was
wide awake.
I know. Last night was the NHL Frozen Frenzy. And you know how much I like alliteration.
And you like Frenzy.
I do.
And Mark May. Is that
every time, and every time we do the show, I'm in a frenzy.
Yes, you
where
are.
All 32 teams saw action. The New York Rangers defeated the Montreal Canadiens 7-2 and host Florida tomorrow night at the Garden with a 7 o'clock faceoff. Dave's Islanders were shut out. And Dave, you'll talk about this in a second, by Detroit 1-0. And play the New Jersey Devils, who lost last night to Tampa Bay 8-5 at the Rock on Friday with a 7 o'clock start. So during the pre-production meeting, Dave, I understand that you were in person for the game.
Yeah, my family and I went. My wife, my two kids. We actually we went to the Dime Club, which is an awesome experience. It's the best part of the night, really. All great food. It's all inclusive. Eat as much as you want, and then we had great seats. And then we watched. Really, the Islanders didn't play that bad. They just couldn't score. And Detroit, when they scored that first goal, Kane. It was like, okay, this is how it's going to end, and that's how it ended, 1-0. It was they've been shut. Here's the worst part: they've been shut out 3 times in 6 games.
Ooh, yikes!
That's not good.
No.
Well, Anthony Duclair's supposed to be scoring goals for you guys.
Yeah, but he's hurt.
Oh, he hasn't played.
Yeah,
he's been
out. He's been out.
See, I'm still in baseball mode. Yeah. The Steelers are good. Like, I'm not ready fully for the hockey.
I'm with you.
So it's been tough.
He's going to be on long-term injury reserve. He pulled the groin. So now, yeah, but here's my point. I said to my son, if Duclair meant that much to this team, then they're in trouble.
Yeah, well, that's the only guy they brought in offensively, really, in the offseason. But in terms of the frozen frenzy, I love it for the sport.
Yeah.
But as a Ranger fan, I'm going to watch the full Rangers game and not really tune into most.
Rangers,
but I think it's good on ESPN specifically to get a non-hockey fan interested in it.
Yeah.
It's like the Red Zone, but for
the
2 hours.
The Rangers have had
a
great start to the season, and they're very good, and they've got a lot of offense, so.
See, I think the way to get the non-hockey fan interested is to go to a Danbury Hat-Tricks game.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
All the fun
that's
you're having there. And you make him a fan.
There was a guy last night.
A nice
I saw.
Transition.
I pointed out to my son. I said, "That guy's wearing a Slapshot jersey." It had Hansen and it's like that was awesome.
All right, turn to some auto racing news. Bob really hates when we do that.
Yes, he does.
Which makes us want to do it more.
Part I don't like. It's not Formula One.
Well, no, we're coming up. On the NASCAR circuit. Joey Logano had his second great week in a row, hitting the jackpot in Las Vegas by holding off Christopher Bell to win the NASCAR Cup Series South Point 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway and advancing into next month's championship race. In F1 action, Bob.
Thank you.
Charles Leclerc gave Ferrari.
Charles Leclerc, please.
Okay. This is why we have Bob on mic.
That's why.
I know, it's true.
He is our auto racing
He gave Ferrari
the clerk correctly. The clerk is the guy from MASH.
The Ferrari team is doing fantastic. Just started this comeback to the season, you know. They have that big break in the middle of the season. This is the first race after that. All of a sudden, Ferrari is fantastically fast.
So,
but so is
Ferrari, fantastically fast. I love that.
But
there's Max, an alliteration right there.
But Max is on the podium today. He took... So that's good for him.
He's fast again as well.
All right.
Yep. All right. Round and round they go.
We're gonna miss the MLS playoffs because we're going to skip that story.
Gosh.
But the good news is both teams are in.
Yay.
And over on the links, JT Poston finished 2200 par to capture the Shriners, which had Children's Open in Las Vegas. And now we can talk some more because that will wrap it up for this week's Clubhouse Report.
Yay.
Rob, back to you.
A classic edition of the Clubhouse Report.
Speed is my middle name.
I'll tell you, but you were fine. You did a great job.
We'll give him a B-.
I'll be the one to ask it. Doug, tickets. Get in touch with the team.
There you go.
Where do people go?
Yeah, you can go to DanburyHatricks.com. You can search our website that I've been updating all summer, just trying to give all the information that can possibly be there. Tickets, promotions, kids club stuff. If you want your youth team to play on the ice in between periods, we got a Mites on Ice program. We got the players coming to your school, to the libraries, everything that you could want. The players love being in the community, and that's what the Danbury Hat-Tricks are all about. You can also just give me a call if you want. My number and email are on the website. I don't know if I – should I get my number out on the air?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? 516-983-0738. You can call me directly. I'll handle your tickets. We got 10 game packs. We got full season packs. And you could just have one night if you'd like.
It's a Long Island number.
And 10 seconds on you. You guys have a new rival, too.
Yeah, the Hudson Valley Venom. Saturday is the first battle of 84. It's on the road. It starts a long season and hopefully a long rivalry with the Venom.
Yeah, they're about 40 miles apart, if that.
Easy drive.
We'll be back in November.
We will be back in November.
See you.
We thank Gideon for coming out. Everybody here at the Hub. We thank Doug, Bob Small, Sean Adams, A Cast of Thousands. For Dave Taromeo, Mark Jeffers, Sean Kilkelly, I'm Rob Adams. You've been listening to The Clubhouse on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com. Anything you'd like to say before we wrap up?
I'm very happy to see you. Mark Maron was great tonight as well.
There you go. From Mount Kisco. Good night, everyone.